owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy, don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If you're trying to lose weight, try looking at food ads.
It's grilled. It's vibing with those peppers and onions.
Who needs Ozempic when you can look at food online?
Creamy mac and cheese, crispy fries, buttery biscuits.
In a study from Aarhus University in Denmark, people were exposed to an online photo of orange M&Ms either 3 or 30 times.
The milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
The result? Participants who viewed it the most had the least desire to consume them than others. The lead researcher explains your appetite is more closely linked with cognitive perception than you think, so you can fully satisfy it without eating anything. So go ahead, watch, and pretend.
Luscious. Chocolate like no other.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Stocks got a bump as negotiators in Washington closed in on a deal to raise the debt ceiling. The Dow added 1%. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
CHI St. Joseph Health and Lexington Clinic are proud to announce a new emergency care partnership. Together, we are committed to bringing you an even higher level of emergency care with Lexington Clinic physicians providing coverage at CHI St. Joseph Health's 7 emergency departments. This partnership will allow our teams to deliver a stronger emergency medicine experience, focusing on serving our patients and our communities with a collaborative, efficient, and high-quality experience.
Memorial Day weekend kicks off nice and dry, but clouds will be rolling in soon as a bit of rain takes a swipe at us. Showers mostly keep to eastern Kentucky today. Our highs should reach the mid-70s. Then tonight, more showers arrive. That's going to lead us to a bit more action on Sunday. Expect several showers around with clouds and a cooler day. Highs only in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Emily Goodman on WMST.
City. It's a beautiful morning here on Saturday morning, as I know a lot of people are preparing for backyard cookouts and barbecues, and some have gone up to Cave Run Lake and maybe Lake Cumberland and Lake Harrington and all those types of things. It's Indianapolis 500 weekend. I know a lot of sports racing fans love that, but
that's a big Sunday, Ivan.
It is.
You got the Grand Prix of Monaco.
Yeah, there you go.
You got the Indianapolis 500, and then you've got Charlotte Motor Speedway. I guess I can't remember the race down there. What's that called?
It's not the shootout anymore, is it? They call it something else now.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I know exactly. what you're talking about. But you know, you had those race car drivers that used to try to do the double, like Tony Stewart,
right?
You know, would leave the NASCAR event and then try to make it up to Indy and all that good stuff.
Well, you have to get up early in the morning on Sunday to see Grand Prix of Monaco.
Oh, Monaco, but it is so beautiful.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Oh my goodness. Like that's how the other half lives.
Oh, Jeff. Absolutely.
But that is just sensational. You look at that backdrop and them going through the streets of Monaco. That is absolutely,
and through the marina. Yeah,
it is absolutely beautiful. But it's a great weekend. But you know, we don't want to belittle the true meaning of this weekend. We call it the unofficial kickoff to summer, but it's really about the men and women that have served this country, and we want to honor those that paid the ultimate sacrifice for that service to allow us to have the freedoms that we do have, and we'd be remiss if we didn't forget that as we look out here on Main Street and we see the banners honoring.
Isn't it great how our town honors our veterans?
It really is, and like I said, you know, you can't do it enough. Like I said, I never signed my name on that dotted line, so to speak. My brother did. I've had other family members that did. Some served in combat, you know, or during a conflict. My brother, the Persian Gulf War there. In the late 80s, early 90s, you know, in the Navy and things of that nature. But we know that there were so many that signed their names on that dotted line that didn't return home. And we want to honor them for that service and that sacrifice to allow us to continue to have the freedoms that we're afforded now. And so I know you piggyback on that sentiment, Jeff, that is well appreciated. And I hope folks don't forget about that. And I hope that they tell the young people, this is the reason that we celebrate this holiday, and not because of, you know, your uncle has great smoke ribs or something like that. We don't want to forget the true meaning, as we often seem to do a lot of times around holidays. And wow,
there's a reason why we're free, Ivan. That's one of them.
Yeah, it's
sacrifice.
You know, free to go get your sweet tea at the Healy Family McDonald's and eat your two apple pies every Saturday morning.
Well, that was a quick trip this morning, Ivan. I tell you, I got in my truck this morning, and I thought, well, I want my, you know, my regular stuff. So I got on my app in my driveway.
Yeah,
and I turned my engine on, got on my app. There's a favorite. You can favorite your menu selection, and you can favorite it, and you can just go ahead and just click on that one favorite button there, and it's simple.
Piping hot pie, ice cold sweet tea.
Pulled in my parking space there. They walked it out to me this morning.
It's amazing and an efficient way of being able to enjoy your Healy Family McDonald's greats.
Hello.
Out at Maysville Road here in Mount Sterling, the main thoroughfare off of exit 110, and then the Pilot Travel Center also out at, you know, off of exit 113. Go out and get your meal. They right now have the 2 for $6 where you can mix and match with the 10-piece chicken McNugget, the Big Mac, quarter pounder, all those great staples that you have. Of course, also you can get the items off of the McCafe. If you like the good caffeinated drinks, where it's a latte, frappe, you can get those out there off of the McCafe menu, as so many people enjoy. And of course, remember, you can also get those Krispy Kreme donuts there at your Healy Family McDonald's, and we appreciate them. And I want to remind you, you know, download the app on your smartphone. Jeff just talked about how quickly they were able to take care of him by placing his order, pulling up to the curbside spot, and they'll bring it out upon your arrival, making fast food faster at your Healy Family McDonald's. Want to talk a little bit before we have a special guest on this morning about the Indians baseball season coming to an end this weekend, and the semifinal matchup with Campbell County. The Indians went down 5-4. It was a gallant effort to try to get that game even again, or to try to go ahead late. Just wasn't able to overcome the circumstances, but a great season by Coach Gene Combs and the baseball Indians. And then, of course, Coach Matt Puckett and the Lady Indians softball. Again, went down in a heartbreaker, 7-4, to Harrison County. in the championship game. Of course, a controversial play that many that were there participated or listened to us air it here on the Gateway Sports Network. Hey, it's so unfortunate when you have situations like that happen that could change outcomes in the ball games or the way the game is played there on. But we don't want to belittle what the Lady Indians did all season in a fabulous way with a 32-6 record, and of course going down to Harrison County, who were the defending region champions. And it sounds like, from what I understand, that Reagan Oney, who had suffered an injury during that game, tried to tough it out and try to continue on. But
I think she has a strained elbow.
Yeah, it has a sprain. Yeah, yeah, has a sprained elbow. So nothing broken, from what I understand, or nothing really serious to the degree of really impacting her where she would need surgery or anything. But may have to sit out a couple of weeks just to kind of get it rehabbed and get it strengthened back up. But a very unfortunate set of circumstances, as we always see in any kind of sports type of situation, where you're going to have injuries, you're going to have things that don't go your way. But we still want to applaud the efforts of both of those programs. And then, of course, next week you got the state track and field event championships coming up that will be at the University of Kentucky, and Montgomery County will have some individuals participating in that as well. And that's going to be a little bit part of our conversation that we have this morning with our special guest, who is a track enthusiast and really follows track and field in our area and in our state, especially there in his home county of Bourbon County. And a guy that you all that listen to us here on the Gateway Sports Network know a lot about, a good friend of ours, as we'll bring him in here shortly. And that's the sports doctor, Ivan Rice, from over at Bourbon County and covering Paris. And we've got the sports doc on the line right now. And good morning, sports doc. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Boy, I tell you what, it's been a long 2 months after that basketball season, getting this spring sports. I'm just now really getting into it, but it's really exciting. And I'm glad you texted me this morning. You know, I don't mind getting up in the morning talking sports. It's always a good thing when I do that. I don't know, it might be a bad thing, too.
I should have forewarned you, you know, and I didn't, you know, just trying to, we're you know, the baseball, softball season was ending, and you got so many things going on coming into Memorial Day weekend, people traveling, you know, going to see family and all these other things going on. And I was like, you know, I was trying to find, you know, some different guests. And then I said, hey, I got old Trusty that I know that I can, that's in the on deck circle over here. Yeah, that
I'm,
I can,
I'm always on deck. I might not be in the lineup, but hey, I'm on deck.
You on deck? You out there in the bullpen? You know, I'm out there. I'm out there calling you in. You know.
Hey, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
I said to myself this morning, I said, when I texted him, I said, is he going to be disgruntled with me for texting him early in the morning asking him, can I call him? But then I said, as long as he knows he's going to be on the radio, one, and talking about sports, two, he's right there in his element. He's like a duck in water.
Hey, I'm fine. Now, you try to tell me, talk about science, biology, and tell me at the last minute, I'm not even going to pick up my phone.
Hey, if I said I had a segment talking about good country cooking, that might get you as well. That's your thing right there.
We're going to the venue.
I feel you. Say if we got some fried green tomatoes on, or got you some good old pig feed or something like that. I said you're all in, aren't you?
All in.
That's what people need to understand. If they follow you on social media, that they may see you at home on any given night, you know, with a pan full of fried green tomatoes and you narrating what you're doing as if you're Bobby Flay or Emeril Lagasse or one of those guys.
Yes, that's how I do it. My mama taught me well.
But hey, it's a great weekend, sports doc, with you know, Memorial Day, a lot of sporting activities going on. Do you have a Memorial Day memory of, you know, gathering with family and friends, you know, those standard backyard cookouts, anything like it that just kind of warms your heart when you think about them?
Well, what comes to mind to me is when I was a child playing baseball, Little League baseball. We always had a big Memorial Day tournament at Garrett Park in Paris. I mean, teams from Mount Sterling, Kane, Winchester, Nicholas County, some from Shelby County, Louisville, and then everybody's out there got their picnic basket. They don't do that no more. They don't do that. They got the picnic basket. We out there eating, we're playing baseball, and it's just so much fun to be around family on Memorial Day because we actually understand what Memorial Day means. A lot of people do it just to take a day off from work and don't really understand why we're taking that day off from work and just to be around family and watch some sporting events on Memorial Day weekend is just something amazing. And I ran track in high school and on Memorial Day weekend. After you graduate the night before, the next time you know you're still in school, running for your school, and you just want the people just to come and watch you. But Memorial Day weekend to me, like we're going to get together today with one of my brothers, and then we're going to get together Monday with the family again. I mean, we make a big thing out of it. We take it serious here in the Rice family and the Walker family and all of that. So, yeah, Memorial Day weekend is really – and obviously we go to the gravesite to visit our loved ones and the veterans and all of that. So, it's a big thing in our family, real big thing. You'll see – some videos of me posting our food that we'll have this Memorial Day weekend.
Your three or four plates of food and all the accoutrements that go with it, right?
Oh yeah.
Well, that's good to hear. Like I said, that, you know, those are the memories and things I think of. You know, I think of and you know, younger people will laugh, and you know, and I mentioned it to Jeff West, our studio engineer, talking about when we used to go to Boonesboro Beach. We'd go down the Kentucky River, and I was like,
it was awesome.
Hey, we actually swam in that water. I said, I did not fear COVID when COVID came along because I had swam the Kentucky River at Boonesboro Beach as a child.
If you don't get COVID, you got it in the Kentucky River.
Well, hey, what didn't kill me from the Kentucky River only made me stronger. And I mean,
exactly.
The beach would be packed, and I try to tell people, and I try to find pictures of days gone by of how packed Boonesboro Beach would be. I mean, it was a rite of passage every Memorial Day that you would go to Boonesboro Beach.
And we went sometimes. And it was really packed. I mean, it'd be amazing people to see how it was. We didn't have cell phones where you take that instant picture. You know, you had to have that Kodiak, Zodiac, whatever.
Or Polaroid.
And you know, wait 7 weeks to get it back. But you're right. God, I got off out Fort Boonesboro. I called it Fort Boonesboro, but Boonesboro Beach. And it was like a real beach, and everybody was there.
Yeah.
I mean, you just had a great time, and I didn't swim because I can't swim. I'm not going to swim. There's no sense me trying to learn how to swim.
Did you even put your toes in the water a little bit? Did you get on the edge, Eric?
Toes in the water. Yes, I did. I still remember I was there 1 year, and a guy from Clark County, and this is when it was Clark County, and I can't think of his name, but I remember he was talking about how fast he was getting ready running the state track meet. I said, man, you running that old small class 3A. Come over here and run with us in class A. I'll show you how to sprint. And I remember he and I was sprinting on the beach, and next thing I know, I think a dog chasing me or something.
Was this like Apollo Creed and Rocky running down the beach here?
Oh, God.
And Rocky 3.
You could run a little bit, but that dog came out for me. I don't think I went back to Boonesboro Beach after that.
Yeah, I didn't know if I needed to be playing, you know, some Rocky music in the background when I imagine what you just told me or what, or if I needed to be playing the Baywatch theme song, you know, you'd be like David Hasselhoff running down. Running down the beach, but those are good times, and I hope people are out and enjoying those great times wherever they are, whether they're on the lake or in their backyards or again visiting the cemeteries and paying their respects to falling men and women of the service, as well as their family members that maybe have passed on, just to honor and to have that communal effect, as we talk about, as much as sports are those communal things that bring us together and galvanize communities a lot of times. And I definitely wanted to bring you on today to talk a little bit about that, because I know, you know, you cover the track and field, as being a track and field athlete yourself, both at the high school and college level over the years. I know it's a passion of yours. Everybody always sees, you know, you're reporting on football and basketball and baseball and things and softball. But, you know, really one of your true loves is track and field. And I thought that would make you a good guest this week as we prepare for state championships next week on the campus at UK.
Well, and track and field, oh God, as an athlete, and I tried to get kids to understand, you can go out there and you can be seen. Unlike football, where you're in your equipment, basketball, you may or may not get in the game. Track and field, it's just you, with the exception of maybe relays. Even on the relays, I mean, it's still you that people can see, and you show out, you show off in track. I can remember our years at Paris, and I'm relating back to my days at Paris High School, and my brother and I, Lindsay Blackwell, and all these guys, we used to have a theme song. Our theme song, I forgot who sings it, but I want to say Kenny Loggins, "This Is It."
All right.
We had that big boom box. That big boom box, the guy by the name of Jeff Johnson, bless his heart, he's passed on now, he would bring the big boom box to the meet. And we were deep. We had probably about 20 guys on the team, 20 girls. And when we come to a meet, you can hear people say, "Oh no, Paris is here." Because when we walked off that school bus, we only had two back then. We walked off that school bus, we played our music, and we went off to the side to warm up with our music going, "This is it, make no mistake." And that's how we treated track and field. And when it came to the state meet, oh Lord, it was like the best thing ever. When you got all the teams around the state, it's packed in UK, and you just want to go up there and you want to do an excellent job. And guess what? I got plenty of athletes that I'm going to cover next week at UK in track and field. But our only team I wish could do more, and I know they got a lot of talented female athletes in that school. But I think Paris High School girls track team has probably missed out on a couple of state titles. If your goal in high school is to win a state title, and you see a team that's got the potential of winning a state title, I think I might want to join that team, especially when football's got to compete against the Pikevilles and the Racelands. Basketball's got to go up against the Clark Counties and the Mason Counties and the Montgomery and the bigger schools. And I'm saying bigger schools.
Yeah.
And then you got baseball. You still got the bigger schools who dominating the region. I mean, we just saw Harrison County. It's been almost 10 years since they won a region title.
That surprised me, that gap of time since they had last won a title.
Surprising, right. So you got a sport here. You got a spot. I know Paris softball, my brother coaches, they had a nice little run. Tony Soles had some great runs at Bourbon County. But you got a sport at Paris that had a girls track team that had basically the two fastest girls in the state of Kentucky on their team at the same time. At the same time, the two fastest girls, and if they wasn't the top two, they were top three or four in the entire state. And that's saying something coming from a small school.
Yeah.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah, you talk about what is the enrollment right now at Paris?
I would say it was probably less than 200. I went to the graduation the other day, and I think 30, maybe 37 kids graduated from Paris.
Yeah.
I mean, so you're not talking about a lot. So you look at a big school, say, for instance, Mayo, Bryan Station, you know, the big 6A schools, and then you say, look at these schools, and they look at this little school right here with probably 50, 60 girls in it. Which school has the two fastest girls in the state, at least in the top three? They're not going to say Paris. Of course not. You're looking at 1,000 girls over here, and you're looking at 70 over here. And then to have that, and I've tried to talk to some girls at the schools, like, guys, why don't y'all just go help out? And they missed out. I really honestly believe that with the Klein girl this year for Paris, who's ranked number one in the state, the 100. When I say the state, not class A, the state.
Yeah.
The entire state. And she's ranked number three in the 200-meter dash, and she's just a junior. It's hard to believe that you got that much talent in one school, but kids doesn't put out the effort. Like, we shine because females was at the track. It's a male and female sport. They're there at the same time. So I want to show out for the females that are there at the track and field. Let's just go ahead and be honest.
See, I want to show out. I thought you ran fast because you wanted to be on top of the podium. I didn't know you had ulterior motives when you were running and having your success.
I mean, I had my eyes on a girl from Frankfurt at the time when I was in high school. And I said, well, if I'm finishing last, she probably ain't going to talk to me. But if she see me finishing first, she's going to know who I am. Because track and field was huge back then.
Yeah.
I mean, it was packed. I mean, people came to watch you run meets. We actually had meets at Paris. Had invitations at Paris track. And you look at that track there in Paris, like, how in the world they have track meets here? Because we took track series. We had a coach that's a Hall of Fame coach now, Art Schuber, who took track series.
Yeah.
And when you went there, you saw all the females at the meet, and you just wanted to show out. And that's what our team was all about. We had fun, but we also wanted to show out. And that's what I'm saying about the Paris girls. They got enough kids in that school system that could probably really help the Paris girls track team win a state championship the last two or three years. I mean, with Tayshia Speaks and Briley Klein. You know you're going to win the 100 and 200, and then you're going to win two relays. So right off the bat, you got 40 points before you even walk on the track. Now, obviously, things can happen. Don't get me wrong. I'm just speaking and saying if nothing happens, you already got 40 points before you even walk on the track. Like a year ago, Paris girls finished third in the state, missed second place by 0.5. 0.5, and they had four girls.
Wow.
They had four girls and missed the state. Run-up finished by 0.5 points. So just give them one relay, guess what? Their state runners up. 2 years prior to that, they finished seventh in the state and lost the state championship by 18 points to Premier Park Beachwood. But they only lost by 18 points, and you only had those girls, those same four girls competing. God, if you had a full squad, the sky's the limit. You could have won a state championship, and that's the ultimate goal anyway, is to win a state championship. And if you got it set up to win one, then go out and try to do it. And if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. At least 20 years down the road, you can say you tried.
We're here on Saturday Sports Extra here on the Gateway Sports Network, and we're talking to Ivan Rice, a.k.a. the Sports Doc, with the Bourbon County Citizen Advisor and 10th Region Hall of Famer, and talking a little bit about the upcoming state track and field tournament. And we're brought to you here by the Healy Family McDonald's. We appreciate their sponsorship of Saturday Sports Extra, and we implore you to go out and take advantage of one of their two locations here in the Gate City. Got the 2 for $6 deal. You can take advantage of the McCrispy or the Big Mac, the quarter pounder with cheese, or a 10-piece chicken McNugget. You can mix and match. We know a lot of people are traveling up and down the highways right now. You're in the area right now and you're getting ready to load the family up and you need to fuel them up as well, have them stop by the Healy Family McDonald's and take advantage of all the great items that they have on their menu, whether it's the breakfast menu right now or a little bit later, the lunch and dinner items. And hey, if you're hurried for time, hey, go ahead and utilize that app, download the app, order in advance. Go by, as Jeff alluded to earlier at the opening of the broadcast, and they'll have it ready. Once you get there to your drive-up curbside spot, they'll bring it right out to you. Take advantage of all the offerings that the Healy Family McDonald's has for you. And I know that's one of those things that I know Rice, Sports Doc, you take advantage of utilizing that app on the smartphone a lot of times, because you're a fast guy. You want your food right now. That'd be something you'd take advantage of.
Yeah, I don't have time to wait. I'm on the run. I mean, give me the baton so I can take off.
you had to have an easy transition and go. And you mentioned you cover Paris and Bourbon County, two solid programs in the track and field that will have members participating next week. Talk a little bit about each of those schools and some of the athletes in the area that have a chance to maybe acquire some notoriety and maybe a little hardware next week over at UK.
Well, we'll start with Paris right quick, and I kind of touched on her a little bit, but junior sprinter Riley Klein, she's ranked number one in Class A in the 100 and 200 meter dash. She's been the state runner-up in both of those events the last two seasons, losing out to a girl from Somerset 2 years ago, and then, of course, she lost to her own teammate, Taser Speaks, a year ago in both of those events. Now it's her time. Now we call it Klein's time. it's time, and she's been nursing an injury. She started the season late. She didn't start running until like a week prior to the region track meet, but it didn't falter her. She still won the region championship. That's her second region titles in 3 years. Like I said, a year ago, she lost out to Speaks in the region, and that ain't nothing to be ashamed of. Cross Taser Speaks is really, really fast down at the University of Louisville now. And then you got another kid from Paris, Darion Bale, a sophomore. The kid was starting the year out running like a 25 or 24 in the 200-meter dash. 1 month later, he's a region champion running a 22.9 in the 200-meter, and he's got a chance to win a state title in that. I'm really happy about him. And then you got another lady, Katie Chumley, who battled COVID. COVID really took to her really, really hard, where she got really, really sick, and they parents didn't know if she's going to bounce back from that or not. But Katie withstood 2 years, had to stop playing basketball and everything. She went through 2 years of just being battling this sickness because of COVID. In their eyes, in a lot of people's eyes, COVID was real, and she contested it. Like, she was battling it, but she has fought back. She came back, and I'm happy for her. She won a region championship in a triple jump. She gets to go to state in two events. And that's Paris. And then Paris got an eighth grader, Bruce Hayden, is going to be competing in 800-meter dash, who's probably going to do well in that as well. But when you talk about track and field in this town, you got to go to Bourbon County. Rawls, they're loaded. They are loaded. And they got a shot to win the state championship. And see, that's a track team. When I go to Paris, this Class A state meet, I'll be covering Paris and Nicholas County. And Trevor Jay's a guy that they got a lot of athletes going from Nicholas County. Andrew Watkins, a great hurdler for Nicholas County. He's going to be there, and he's also a nice triple jumper too. But Bourbon County, they've got somebody in the state meet that the boys won the region championship. The girls running up, and they beat some good teams, Highlands and Lexington Catholic. They've beaten Mercer County this year. They've beaten Boyle County in some big meet. But Bourbon County's got somebody competing in almost every single event. Jacquez Campbell, the son of former Bourbon County coach Lamont Campbell. And I know his son didn't get his feed from Lamont. Lamont was not fast. But Quaz, last year he won the state in the long jumping 23 feet. He's back again in that event. He's in the 100 and 200 meter dash. He can make a lot of noise in Bourbon County, and so can those Bourbon County relay teams. Woo-wee! They putting up some awesome numbers. Their 4x800 relay team has ran the fastest time in the state this year. They got a 4x4 relay team that is really, really good. Along with the 4x2 and 4x1, you got guys like Josh Moody, Miles, and Evan Azale. You got the Perutes. You got John and Andrew Perut. You got Bryce Watkins, Nate Berry. And they got another kid by the name of Jose Mendoza Solis. I mean, that kid is sophomore. He's going to win state championships and some few events before he graduates. And then they got another lady by the name of Callie Hernandez, who's really, really good in her events. And then Ava Hernandez, a pole vaulter.
that is really, really good, won the region championships, got a shot at the state title, as well as junior Tavon Snowden in the pole vault. But the most decorated athlete for Bourbon County is Stephanie Simpson. You probably heard that name a few times on basketball.
Yeah, court. Yeah.
Bethany Simpson, who had the opportunity to run last year in Oregon, where they ran the world championships. I mean, in Eugene, you don't get just to run at that track at legendary Haywood Field unless you're good. And she had a chance to participate in that last year, and she's doing a wonderful job this year, going to the state in four events, one of the best hurdlers in the state, and she's also a pretty good distance runner as well. But Bethany Simpson, a standout volleyball player. She was a hard worker on the basketball court. I mean, she's excellent cross-country runner, just a four-sport star who gives her all in everything she does. And she sets examples. She reminds me of Reagan Olney. You know, just goes out there and gives you everything.
Yeah.
Some people would give you something, but they're going to have something left. If you give it your all, you have nothing left. I mean, I watched Reagan play in the district softball tournament. She was at second base.
Pass ball.
The ball got past the catcher. I mean, it ain't like Bourbon County's backstop is way back there. You know, you see the backstop and it's a long way for the catcher to go get the ball. No, the ball's right there. So instead of the Clark County girl hustling to get the ball, Reagan spotted that. See, that's what good players do.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They know the game. He spots that, and she never broke stride as she scored from second base. And my mind was thinking, like, was she on second? How did she score from second when the ball just went there? How? Because that's somebody that knows how to play the game. I mean, I'm tore up that they didn't win the region.
Yeah.
I obviously got to give credit to Harris County. I know we're on track and field, but I'll just stop, you know, relaying Simpson back to Reagan. You know, Montgomery County had a standout team, and they're not done yet. I mean, they're going to be back next year as well as Clark County. They're definitely not done. But when it comes to Bourbon County track, Drew Peru, and I'm going to name his staff, Michael Feltley, Shelley Simpson, Abby Sparks, and Brian Watkins, they might be the best track staff in the state of Kentucky. And I'm biased, of course. I know these guys and ladies. I know them well, but they're good at what they do. They know how to teach and coach track and field. And you got 50 or 60 athletes competing on your track team. I don't know if a lot more teams in the state can say that.
Yeah.
I really don't. And today I'm going up to Louisville to watch the middle school state track and field championships. Some kids from Paris and Bourbon County are in that. Their track program from elementary all the way through high school is just unbelievable. And that's where it is today. You got four relay teams on the boys' side has broken school records all this year. The 2023 track teams of Bourbon County holds the school record in all four relays for the boys. I don't know if any other school can say that one team in one year holds every relay record at their school. It's just hard to say it. But when it comes to Bourbon County track and field, it's no comparison. Paris and Nicholas and other schools around here doesn't have what they have. They got that nice track. But they got athletes that wants to run, who wants to compete, and that's a reflection on their coaching staff. And it makes my job a lot easier when you can write about someone with so many competitors. And you can make a short story very long when a lot of people are qualifying for the state meet. I mean, they got to probably take two buses to UK next week to get all their kids up there. I mean, yeah, Bourbon County's track and field is sensational. I would love to see them to win the 2A state championship. Of course, you got to have the right things fall into play. You got to run some PR times, which they did the recent track meet. We had 26 different individuals that have PRs. I mean, everything's got to fall in place. I mean, we was challenged for a state track and field championship my senior year until I dropped the baton in the relay. I'm not going to bring it up. I mean, on the first lane to Alan Cutler. said on TV, watch this guy right here. That's when you had a black and white TV. Had to take the clothes hanger just to make sure you can watch it. But it's going to be sensational to come watch him run next week at UK. It's Bourbon County. I'm telling you, they're good, and they're going to make some noise. Not only this year, but some years to come.
Really, it really is good to see, those two programs as well as some other programs. I know here at Montgomery County, kind of have had a little bit of a resurgence in the track and field program. Coach, Step and Chuck and his staff have done a great job. And this year, you were talking about pole vaulting. With Snowden and Ava Tavon Snowden and Ava Hernandez there at Bourbon County. Montgomery County has a few kids that are going to be participating next week. Lacey Willoughby, who cleared 12 feet 2 inches in regional, and then we got two young men in Preston Burgess and Rodney Potts that cleared 13 feet school records there. And so, they're hoping to go and maybe make a little noise next week as well. And that's what's so, I guess, fun and exciting about the track and field events for athletes. You can kind of find your niche. You may be able to help a relay team, but you may also find your little niche within that. And, we talk about this event next week over at on the campus of UK at the track and field complex. And speaking of which, you see additional resources being invested at UK now as they're building a indoor facility right there where the old Cliff Hagan baseball field used to be at. And we've seen the success of that UK program with the number of athletes that are in world-class events and that, have done well in Olympic trials and Olympic events around the world. I just saw Abby Steiner last weekend running, who's become really, really famous, really fast. And you talk about in an era of NIL, what a great opportunity for young high school athletes to start, saying, hey, I may be good at X sport, those mainstream sports, whether it's basketball, baseball, softball, football and the like and soccer. But hey, there's an opportunity for me here. One as a track athlete to kind of, focus in on a particular event that I may be able to excel in and take advantage of those NIL opportunities because we've seen what it has meant for Sydney McLaughlin and Abby Steiner just here in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, it does. And UK needs that. I mean, they got one of the best track and field programs in the nation. If nothing else, they got athletes who went on to that's running the Olympics, they're Olympic champions. I mean, they got many. So it what they're doing for their track program, they need that. They need a nice indoor. They had one over there, but it really wasn't all that great.
Yeah.
They need that nice indoor facility because they're one of the top premier programs in the nation. And you're right, with this NIL deal, there's a lot of money out there that can be made, especially go to these big-time programs like UK and all, and Stanford, those big time track and field programs. You can make money in track if you win.
Yeah.
If you win the 200 meter dash in the SEC championship, you can make some money in track and field. And then Abby Steiner, who was playing soccer prior and doubling up in track, decided to just go ahead with track. And what she did last year was just unbelievable. And then now she's running against the best. And I know she slowed out that 100, but that 200 last week, woo! she was Abby Steiner's, all I got to say. Okay, y'all get me in the 100, but let me get to my specialty race and let's see what's going to happen here. But they're, like I said, track and field, and you said that with the one girl from Montgomery County 12-2. That's a nice pole vault. And a lot of people look at pole vault because it's not the 100-meter dash or the 4x1 relay. On the 400 meter, they don't look at pole vaults like, that's pole vault. But those kids that do pole vault, have anybody ever actually watched them compete?
I can't even figure out how to do it. I'd probably miss planting the pole to even giving myself a chance.
first of all, you're not going to tell me to bend a pole, be backwards, going, looking up to the sky, and then coming back down. Only time I'm going to do it if I'm in a roller coaster.
And you're getting on the small roller coaster. You're on the roller coaster over at Monkey Joe's or Gaddy Town. You're not on the big roller coasters like Cedar Point and places like that. Trust me, I know you. I'm going to have members of our track and field on here in a couple of weeks after the state championships. And I wanted to speak to the pole vaulters specifically, because that seems like...
That's a tough event.
Yes.
What do you want to do? Especially the ones going like 18 and 19 feet. And I know your guys from Montgomery County got to compete against the defending state champion. And I know him. I saw a pole vault last year. I think his name is Stewart, maybe Wyatt Stewart from Madison Central. Uh-huh. The kid almost goes 17 feet. How do you do that?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. We're talking to Ivan Rice, a.k.a. the sports doctor from the Bourbon County citizen. We're talking about track and field as next week state championships are being held at the University of Kentucky Track and Field Complex. Rice, I know you've been to this event many a times. Talk about it from folks that maybe you've never been to an event or looking maybe to go next week to support some of the area kids. What's that event like that the KHSAA puts on over there? What can you expect? A lot of people don't realize you may have an athlete that runs in one event early, but then may not run again or participate again till halfway when the day's over with or later. But what can you expect to see, and what is the atmosphere typically like at a track and field event?
Well, the thing about it, what helps people like you and I, you're in the media, so you get to have an opportunity to be on the track. And what I like is when you have an individual who's competing in the high jump, hear their name called in the long jump. you're making one jump here, then you're running over to another pit and making another jump, and then by that time, third and final call, boys 4x100 relay, third and final call, girls 4x100 relay. Now you got to run on the track after you report to the judge and say, look, judge, I got to run this race, then I'll be back. It's so chaotic, but it's so fun.
Yeah.
It's so the KHSAA puts on great events. I bet our events that they put on are better than any state. And I know Texas and all them are awesome in track and field. God, I think I saw they 100-meter time in the boys, 100 meters. The guy finished last. And he ran a 10.5.
Oof.
And he finished last.
Oof.
How you run a 10.5 and 100 meters and finish last? it's unbelievable.
I have to give my best Buford T. Justice reaction for Smokey and the Bandit. That's all you can say out there for all my Smokey and the Bandit fans. You know?
Yeah. but the main thing about the track and field, when everybody gets there, Once again, you see all those tents on the backside of the track, all these people warming up. You got that icy hot, the bomb. I think we should put icy hot. We used to call it a bomb back in school.
That old tiger bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Or atomic bomb. They had both of those.
And you put that all on. Y'all don't know why. I was hurt. But you just want to sit that smell of it. Feel like you're an athlete. And then you see the kids moving from their tennis shoes to the spike. But the one thing that I like the most when everybody's sitting in the stand, and they may not know who you are, but they heard of you before, and it's not so much your name.
Yeah.
It's when they say your school name on that loudspeaker.
Yeah.
When they say your school, in front is Paris, in front is Montgomery County, mm-hmm. in front is Mayo and Bryan Station and Mayo. I mean, that's what makes track and field so exciting, when the announcer is exciting. And he brings out those school names, and you see people running, following the kids down the track. Go, 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 go. And you know what? They might be the only one in there hollering just for their team.
Yeah.
And nobody, but everybody is watching that. Everybody is seeing. And it's packed. Don't try to get there late. and think you're going to get a good parking spot, you can forget it. It's packed for Class A, it's packed for Class 2A, and it's definitely packed for Class 3A.
I'm going to have a hard time finding a parking space next week on campus because you're right. You see everybody with their...
I mean, it's just like basketball. It's one of the greatest shows.
Yeah.
Basketball is outstanding. So is the football state championship. But track and field is just like everything else that's going to be going on in the UK next week with baseball, softball, and tennis. Because I got some kids from Bourbon County who won the region championship in tennis.
Yeah.
That's going to be competing at UK next week. So yeah. I'm doing all of that, but I'm just saying, Ron, that's what's so fun about it. You're running track, and you know you got one of your classmates competing in tennis. So you leave the track facility and walk over at the Boone Center and watch your competitor compete in tennis, and then you walk back, and you make sure you're carrying your spikes on your shoulder with your number. Because you want to show that uniform off. You want to show everybody who you from and who you represent. Track and field is a representing sport.
Yeah.
Be proud and show that jersey off for who you representing so everybody can see you as you walk by. And guess what? You may not even be running in the meet. You might be an alternate. But they don't know that.
They don't know at the time, especially if you're smelling like atomic bomb. They don't. If you just.
You smell like a bomb. They don't even know. They don't know. So you represent that. That's what track and field does. God, it's just so tremendous with so many events going on at one time on the track, in the field. Then you got the shot and disc off to the side. A lot of people's over there watching because those people are there to watch them. It may not excite some of the crowd, but tell us who the ones over there that's watching them compete in the shot and disc event over there. These people take this stuff serious in every event they're in. And some may only qualify for one event.
Yeah.
But they take that event serious. And every event in track and field, from the 4x800 relay all the way down to the 4x400 relay, from the pole vault all the way to the triple jump, every athlete takes it serious. And then when they call out your school name, that's the memory I like the most. Even today, it gives me chills. It gives me chills when I hear that announcer say, "Paris." Paris is in front. They don't say the person's name. They just say the school name.
Yeah.
Paris is in front. And that gives you chills, because I remember back in the days when we were running, they always said, "Paris." Paris is in the lead. It's just phenomenal. Maybe I'm the only one to think like that. But 20 years down the road, you can go back and watch, and they go back and watch these kids today, then they understand fully what people like myself and you and these other ambassadors of sports are, that it don't mean nothing to these kids now because everybody wants to just lead.
Yeah.
But 20 years down the road, it's going to mean a lot. And that's why I always tell the kids, make sure you give it your all. Don't be the one to say, "Man, I wish I'd done things differently when I played sports in high school. Why not do this? Why not do that?" Don't say that. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just go out and do it. You won't say that 20 years down the road.
I try to tell these young people all the time, you know, they say, "Well, I'm just a basketball player. I'm just this kind of a player or that player." I'm like, "Hey, if I had your athleticism, I'm going to play just about everything I possibly can," you know,
and why not?
Yeah.
As long as I'll stay football player.
Yeah. You know, we think about, you know, I know this past week UK lost Cotton Nash, who was a multi-sport athlete and really good. And that was just what you did, you know, in yesteryear. You played everything you possibly could. And usually at a high level, you're better athletes. And, boy, you know, those days are few far in between anymore. Everybody wants to specialize, and they don't realize on what they are absolutely missing out on. Some instances, but Sports Doc, man, we appreciate you coming on this morning and talking a little bit about some area kids that people can look forward to seeing next week, both at Paris and Bourbon County High School, and then of course we have our young athletes here at Montgomery County that will be participating in sports. And you mentioned tennis. Tennis is going on. Montgomery County is going to have
got the early wine brothers playing for Bourbon County, and got another girl won the region championship, the same reason Montgomery County tennis in. the guard's a girl from Bourbon County and got another kid from Bourbon. So, tennis is going on, too, over at the Boone Center and the top seat.
Yeah, and so I'm hoping people can get out. You know, it's going to be nice. It's going to be a little bit hotter next week, they're telling me, but definitely get out, put on your sunscreen, put on your big hat, and cheer these young student athletes on. And again, Doc, best wishes to you and, over this holiday weekend. Real quick, what's going to be on your plate over this weekend?
I'll probably say some ribs, pork chops, green beans, greens, some mashed potatoes, mac and cheese. I don't know. You might still pig feed a two on.
I'll be looking for your post because I'm sure you'll stop at multiple cookouts and barbecues. But again, thank you, my friend and namesake. I appreciate you as always. And folks, check him out. You know, he's Ivan K. Rice, a.k.a. the Sports Doc. You'll find him on all the social media. But have a great weekend and a safe weekend. And I'll be talking to you again soon.
It's always a pleasure, guys. Always a pleasure.
All right. That's a Sports Doc, Ivan Rawls. And as we get ready to come up on the finish of our program, just want to remind folks that, you'll be able to, if you missed any portion of today's show, to be able to go to www.wmstradio.com to listen to a replay of this as it'll be available probably about an hour or so after we go off the air to download this and other past episodes of Sports Extra. We want to continue to remind you each and every Saturday morning we try to be here from 9 to 10 to talk about the young student athletes. In 2 weeks, we're going to have Coach Edward Stepanchuk and some members of the track and field team here on June 10th. Next week, who knows who the guests may be. We'll round somebody up in the coming days as you got summer basketball coming up. We get Coach High or Coach Mays on to talk a little bit about that and all those other things. Again, congratulations to all our recent graduates here in Montgomery County, and we hope everybody has a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend. To Jeff West in our studio, we thank him as always. I'm Ivan Rawls, saying so long till next week.
FM at AM 1150 WMST Mount Sterling. CBS News Time. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy.